This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. A new scientific study has found that children with autism have 10 times the level of aluminum in their brain cells versus children without autism, leading many to suspect that, of course, vaccines are linked to autism, which has been denied by the mainstream media and the corrupt criminal vaccine industry, i.e. the CDC and the vaccine companies. It's been denied by them for a long time, even though aluminum is one of the main adjuvants that's added to vaccines for the purpose of causing inflammation. Now, if you cause inflammation of the immune system, you get a heightened immune system reaction, generating more antibodies against the insulting viral strain that's in the vaccine. And that's why aluminum is added to vaccines, at least it's one of the reasons. But you also get inflammation of the nervous system, which means inflammation of the brain. And when you cause extreme inflammation of nervous system cells, you can kill some of them. You're basically causing a brain lobotomy. Vaccines are a medically induced lobotomy. And that's probably one of the reasons why it is so aggressively pushed and lied about, because the powers that be actually literally want a brain damaged population. It's just easier to handle, you know, easier to tell people who to vote for, easier to get people to follow the orders given by the corrupt media if people are brain damaged. I mean, the last thing that the establishment wants is individuals who can think for themselves. The most dangerous thing in a totalitarian society run by globalists is a free-thinking individual, someone who actually has the ability to reach conclusions, to think for themselves, and to challenge the lies of the status quo. And there's no bigger medical cover-up or science cover-up in the history of our world than the vaccine industry. And so it's not surprising at all to me that aluminum is being found in the brains of autistic children. Now, I am a heavy metals specialist, a scientist. I run CWC Labs, which is ISO accredited. That means we have international accreditation as a heavy metals analysis laboratory, among other things, pesticides and so on. But we use ICP-MS mass spec instrumentation to look at aluminum and other metals. That's why I can tell you just from memory, aluminum has an AMU of 27. That's atomic mass units of 27. I also know that aluminum is a monoisotopic element, which means that it only exists in one mass in nature. That's 27. Whereas lead, for example, is a polyisotopic element. You'll find it at 206, 207, 208. Mercury, you'll find at 200, 201, and 202, and so on. And there are other isotopes that you can find for lead as well, but aluminum is found at 27, because aluminum is considered, you know, in terms of mass, it's much lighter, you know, per atom than lead. But that doesn't mean it's less dangerous. Aluminum has its own toxicity. Aluminum has long been linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. There are a lot of studies that talk about the increased amount of aluminum that's found in the brain cells of people who died from diseases like dementia. So we've known for a long time that aluminum is toxic to the brain. What's interesting about that from a science point of view is that aluminum is a very abundant element in soil. It's very abundant. In fact, every piece of food that we've ever tested has shown aluminum in the food. So aluminum is very common. However, when you eat food containing aluminum, it's actually going through your digestive tract. It's not going directly into your tissues or muscles or bloodstream as vaccines do. So a vaccine is kind of like mainlining aluminum salts, which can release an aluminum cation, which is highly reactive. And that's probably one of the ways that it causes so much inflammation. I believe it's an Al plus 3 cation is what's released typically from aluminum salts. But if you eat aluminum in terms of a food matrix, most of that, nearly all of that, passes through your body and is eliminated through your normal bowel movements. So your body can handle quite a bit of, I mean, you know, food-bound aluminum that's in a food matrix. Now, free aluminum, if you're eating, let's say, zeolites have a lot of aluminum. That's different from food-bound aluminum. It really is different. So if you take a lot of zeolites, you're going to have aluminum absorbed into your bloodstream. And you'll see that if you do a blood analysis, you'll see very high aluminum in your blood. But if you're eating green beans, and even if there's aluminum, let's say, I don't know, 200 parts per million of aluminum in the green beans, doesn't mean you're going to have crazy high aluminum in your blood, because it just doesn't come out of the green beans as much as free aluminum from a non-food substance such as zeolites. Does that make sense? You know, the aluminum is bound up. Remember, aluminum is an element. It's not a molecule. It's an element, and it binds with other elements to form either inorganic molecules such as salts or organic molecules, you know, such as aluminum in foods, or maybe you can have aluminum sulfates, and you can have aluminum bound up with all kinds of carbon atoms and oxygen atoms. You can have molecules that contain aluminum as one of the many elements. So this is really, really crucial to understand. It's not just the aluminum. It's how it's found. It's what in the lab, we call it the matrix. What is it bound up with? Because that determines whether or not you can get the aluminum out during digestion. One of the things that I found in some of my lab experiments, you know, because I own patents on heavy metals reduction formulas, one of them is called heavy metals defense. You can look it up in the U.S. Patent Office. I found that the human digestion process is not very good at extracting aluminum from food. It's very inefficient. But if you're injecting aluminum in a vaccine, boom, you've bypassed all the safety mechanisms of the digestion system. You see? You've mainlined it. It's like, you know, why do people mainline heroin? Because they want it to go right in. They want the effects of the heroin immediately. They don't take heroin orally. I don't even know what that would cause. It would certainly be toxic, but it would probably be a lot less pronounced of an effect versus injecting it. It might, I don't know if digestion might even make much of it inert. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on that. However, I know that vaccines are like mainlining a toxic element into your tissues, which means it goes into your bloodstream, which means it goes into your brain. Because aluminum, being such a small light element, again, atomic mass unit 27, passes through the blood-brain barrier, goes into the brain very, very easily. That's why aluminum is so dangerous to put in vaccines. So you think about the murder of children that's being carried out every day by the vaccine industry, with deaths recorded by the U.S. government in the VAERS program, V-A-E-R-S, it stands for Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. These statistics are kept by the U.S. government. They show that children are killed every year, that children are maimed every year. Seizures, comas, paralysis, nervous system damage, and autism every year, all across the United States and around the world. And it is because of the vaccines as well as other causes. There are other contributing factors to autism. And my personal theory on this is that heavy environmental exposure to certain toxins, such as pesticides and heavy metals, makes a child very, very vulnerable and immunosuppressed. And then the vaccine is the straw that breaks the camel's back. It's the tipping point. So a very healthy child that does not have strong exposure to environmental toxins can better survive the vaccine insult versus a child that is on the edge already and then is hit with multiple vaccines all at once. That's where you get the most damage. And I got to tell you, these doctors that administer these vaccines, they are child murderers as well. They know that this is harming children, but they tell themselves, oh, it's not happening. They're in denial, but they're actually committing manslaughter against children, against human babies. But they're so brainwashed by the vaccine industry that they keep doing it, and they tell themselves that it's beneficial to public health when it's actually killing and maiming children and causing brain damage and causing autism across the world. So that's the truth about what's actually happening. Stay informed on all this by reading vaccines.news. I've also got a website called metals.news. Both of those are very informative. Vaccines.news and metals.news. My name is Mike Adams. known as the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. I thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. Warn other parents about aluminum and vaccines and the risk of autism.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.